Edward Toyerway, Parshas Matas Maso, Rabbi Barry Katz, Hasmonee and Edward Toyerway, 15th of July.
Morning, everybody. Thank you very much for staying and providing an audience for me. I'd like to thank Mr. Goldmeier and and Shmuel for the invitation to come here and for providing this opportunity. I noticed on the advert that under my name it says Hasmonean. So I'd like to begin with a Hasmonean word, which I heard from one of my Talmidim. We were discussing when we were discussing the making of the Mishkan. So I asked the boys the question: why is it called the Aron Atzei Shittim? Why is it called the Aron made of wood, when in fact the wood could not be seen? It was covered outside, inside, top and bottom with gold. So why does the Torah refer to it as the wooden Aron HaKodesh as opposed to the Aron HaKodesh of Zahav? And one boy answered very beautifully. He said, could it be that the wood is that part of that component which provided a framework for the Aron HaKodesh? If not for the wood inside, the gold would get bent and it's very soft and so on, very malleable. And therefore it's the wood which provides the framework. So although you could see the gold, it's actually the framework within which is worthy of mention. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks behind the scene. So although it's my face on the photo and etc., but the fact is, without the framework behind it, without the wooden framework of Mr. Goldmeier and co, this organization wouldn't see the light of day. And my thanks to him and my bracha to him, and to start the day that it should go Michal or Chayil. Just like for the short time that we have together, in the coming week's Perek, it says, this is from Rebbe, he says, V'hevi zohir b'mitzvah kala k'b'chamura. Be very careful with small mitzvahs as k'b'chamura, as you would with a shvera mitzvah. She'ein ato yodea matan tzchoron shom mitzvahs. Because you don't know the reward for a mitzvah. So in the Sefer on Pirkei Avos by Rav Avram Tversky, he says, what does it mean, kala k'b'chamura? It means what you consider kala and what you consider chamura, which means a human being, I'm adding my own pshat here, a human being values things by their own effort or by their own size. Something is smaller than me, something is bigger than me. But with Ribbono Shel Olam, I think this is a true statement, with Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is the same size. Ribbono Shel Olam is Ad Ein Sof, so therefore it makes no difference, a small mitzvah, a large mitzvah. Once you serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything you do is large, because it's in the service of Hashem. Nothing is small, nothing is large. Everything is the same size. So, as you know, in the recent weeks, there's been a lot on the news about Mr. Higg, or Professor Higg, and his bosun. That's as much as I know. I've told you everything I know on this subject. But apparently, Professor Higg has worked out that there's something smaller in this world than an atom. We thought the atoms were the smallest things. Apparently, there's something called a bosun, which is even smaller. For more details, you have to look elsewhere. But the fact is, it intrigued me. What do we learn from this? Everything in the world is here to teach us a lesson. And I learned from here, I think, that one can say that the Ribbono Shel Olam is interested in little things. That this is a world, not of Alps and not of the Grand Canyons, etc. This is a world of bosons. This is a world of particles. This is a world of minutiae. Hashem is interested in the small things, and not only in, perhaps we'll discuss, not only in the world, but in the way, in our Avodas Hashem. Hashem is looking at the little particles, the little things that we do, but it's the little things that we do which are actually very great, because once you're serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is on the same level. So we'll begin with as much as the time allows. Let's go right back to the beginning of Am Yisrael. And the beginning of Am Yisrael is shame. That's why anybody who doesn't like Yidden is called an anti-Shemite, otherwise known as an anti-Semite, because that's who we descended from. What was the chapa of shame? The Pasuk says that when Noach came out of the Teva, so he became drunk, and he was laying in an unsinious way, he was in a very vulnerable way, and it says that Chom saw, and he ran out, and he called in shame. So the Pasuk says, Vayikach shame ve'eva es ha-simla. Shame and eva took the simla. Vayikach shame ve'yefes es ha-simla. Shame and yefes took the simla. Says Rashi, what do you mean, Vayikach shame ve'yefes es ha-simla? It should be, Vayichu, they took. Vayikach shame ve'yefes. So Rashi answers, the Pasuk is absolutely correct, because the Pasuk is saying, Vayikach shame. Shame took the beged. And Rashi says, Ein si vayichu, elo vayikach, limed al shame, shenis ametz b'mitzvah yoyse miyefes. He grabbed the garment one split second before yefes. So it's vayikach shame, the yefes. So, so what was the bracha? So Hashem said that because you shame, you were there one split second before. So when Noach gave the bracha, he said, Yafta likim liyefes, the great beauty will come from Yefes. Yefes is the Greeks. Yefes is Umas Olam. There's great beauty, there's grandeur, there's architecture, there's language, there's poetry, there's philosophy. Yefes is the backbone of civilization in the world. Yafta likim liyefes. The Greeks, etc. But the Yishkoin ba'ale shame, but the Shekhinah will reside with shame. So what do we see? So let's talk about the Greeks. So we're in Parshas Yefes at the moment, because in a very short space of time, the Olympics will be taking place in London. As we know, this comes from the Greeks. And what do we know about the Olympic Games? We know about this. I heard from Rabbi Shmuel when he spoke 4 years ago. I think there was then in China. He said, when a person wins a race, by how much does he win? By how much does he win the race? Yeah, by a fraction of a second. And what's the nafka minna? He gets the gold medal, and he stands on the pedestal. He's now a made man, because he can now lend his name to the running shoes, or to the pole he flips in, or to the shorts, or to the t-shirt, whatever. He's a made man. He's a gold medalist. He stands on the top. And the other fellow is a silver medalist. It's a big difference. And the bronze. But the difference between them all is a fraction of a second. So, but yafta likim liefes v'yishkoin ba'ole shein. That we got the gold medal. We got the gold medal. And we see that Ribbono Shel Olam was analyzing the photo finish. They both grabbed it, but Hashem analyzed who got there first. Because we're living in a world of the Higgs boson, where Hashem looks at the small things that people do, and from the small things that people do, then great things come. That's the difference between now, the difference between the Umas HaOlam and Klal Yisrael. There was Vayikach Shem. Shem got there one instant first, and that one moment first, and therefore it teaches us that Kodesh Baruch Hu is interested in the small things that we do, because the small things are the big things. And it's interesting, this word Nisametz comes later on in Megillas Rus, where Naomi is walking back from Midian to Eretz Yisrael, and Rus and Orpah are walking with, and the Pasuk says that Orpah kissed Naomi, the Rus Dovkoba, and Rus hung on. And the Pasuk says that because Naomi saw that she was Miss Ametsa, she was clinging on, so Rus came with. Yeah, she didn't dissuade her anymore from coming back. And later on, we know the story of David and Goliath, and the Chazal say that it was fitting that the B'nai Devuka should fall, the Ben Devuka, which was David, should, the Ben Neshuka, the one who kissed, the son of the one who kissed, which means the daughter, the son of, or the great-grandson of Orpah, should fall into the hands of Ben Devuka, the one who hung on. Yeah, so Goliath later fell into the hands of David HaMelech. David was the only one who could overcome Goliath. Why? Because his great grandmother was Dovka and Rus and Normi. Orpah was Neshuka. The difference between Neshuka, a kiss, and a hug is a minute thing, and you would have thought there's no difference. What's the difference between a hug and a kiss? The answer is that Rus was showing more Dveikus to Normi, and because of that, she was Zoicha to David HaMelech, and Mashiach ben David, and all that comes, and Orpah, she went back to her place, and she, from her came Goliath. So although later on it was a huge difference, it all came from a very small difference in effort on behalf of Rus more than Orpah. So we see that the Eibush is looking at the small things, because from the small things come what we call the big things, but the answer is the big things were the small things, and the small thing, it's all the same. It's all the same. Let's go forward a little bit in history. We're just analysing things which we not. I don't think you learn any chidushim, but hopefully just a little bit of to open up a few examples which we may not have realised before. Let's talk about Rivka Imenu. How was Rivka Imenu chosen as the mother of Klal Yisrael? What happened? The answer is that we know the famous story of Eliezer by the well, and he said, the lady who will give me to drink and my camels, etc. Along comes Rivka, and she says unbelievable words. She says, Eliezer goes over to her, and he says, she's been drawing the water, can I have something to drink? Now he's standing there with 10 men, there's 10 camels, yeah, and he says to her, can I please have something to drink? It's a bit of a nudgy thing. Yeah, she's been going through the whole tircha, and he's got 10 people there. There's the well. What's the problem? Just go over there. Just point. No. She say Adoni, she said, drink my master. She made him feel, yeah, that she was being mechabed him. V'gam gemalecha ayshav, and I'll also give to your camels. So Matisyahu Solomon Zolazayim Gezunt once said, if you take a jug from somebody and says, after he's drunk, and said, right, I'll give this to your camels, yeah, it's slightly offensive. It means, I can't drink it, I don't know who you are, it's not in the family, and therefore, you know what, I'll give this to your camels. Yeah, it could be potentially a little bit offensive, but she didn't say that. She said, I'll give to your camels, ad imkilu lishtois, till they can't drink anymore. This is only the first installment. And she ran backwards and forwards. Now, I did a little bit of research. How much do you think a camel can drink on an empty hump? And I did a little bit of research. A camel can drink 200 litres on the empty hump. I don't know where it keeps it. I don't know if it keeps it in the hump, but it keeps it somewhere. Can drink 200 litres. Here you have 10 camels. That's 2,000 litres. Now, 2,000 litres... Imagine how much is 2,000 litres? Imagine your milkman has a bit of a bad day and decides to dump his whole load on your doorstep, and you've got 2,000 litres of milk. Yeah, it's quite a lot. If you put into gallons, which is my generation, yeah, it's 440 gallons. Yeah, it's a huge amount. And she ran backwards and forwards. She did it herself, all by herself. He was absolutely amazed. He couldn't believe what he was looking at. Okay, so that again, just because of that, that was because of that extra zrizus that she did. She became the mother of Clyde. That was it. That was the whole thing. She had she just pointed to the well like most people, you know, then she would have walked out of the Torah. She would never have been part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore we see it's the small things the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking for. Just like to this, I once heard, just to move forward, it works by the Umos HaOlam too. The Pasuk says in Vayechi, in Nun Yud Aleph, Vayayoshev Oretz HaKanani Es Ha'evel B'goyren Ha'atod. When the Leviah of Yaakov was being brought back from Mitzrayim to Canaan, so he came to a place called Goyren Atod. Vayomru Evel Koved Zer LeMitzrayim. The Goyim pointed and say, "Oh, this is Evel Godel," and the Chazal bring in Yerushalmi the Rebbe Lezer Omer that they loosened their, they took off their crowns, they put the crowns on the Aron, and some say Zokfu Kumosom, they saluted as it went by, or some say Kovet Zer, they pointed with their finger. So what's being said over here? So the Gemara says, Omer Rab Shmuel, this is Yerushalmi. Omer Rab Shmuel ban Achmeni, Omer Rab Yonason. Chozarnu al kol hamikra. We've been through the whole Torah. V'loy motzonu mokom sheshmoy otod. We've never heard this place otod. Goyren otod. Never heard of it. Elumaho otod. So otod means, it actually refers to thorns. It's a kind of a thistle from which you make fencing. Which you make, a fence. Alamah Otod, Elu Hakananim, Shahoyu Ruoyim, Lodush Otod. They were worthy to be destroyed. Yeah, the time in Canaan was up. Venitsule, and they were saved. Bishus Vaya Yoshev Aretz Hakanani Es Evel Begorin Otod. The time for them to leave Canaan had already come. But because they said Ovel Zeh, they pointed, they gave covered. They were saved. Because they pointed, they gave cover to the Oren, they gave cover to Yaakov's Leviah, so they were Zoicha to stay in Canaan another 210 years, because they went down to Mitzrayim, yeah, and they stayed another 210 years, because they pointed. Hashem saw, they pointed, so for that little covered, yeah, they were Zoicha to stay in Canaan another 210 years. The answer, I'm going to actually add now, not only 210 years, but 250 years, because we were in the Midbar for an extra 40 years. So we've got to ask ourselves, why were we in the Midbar for 40 extra years? Because of the sin of the Meraglim. But what zechus did the Goyim have to stay in Eretz Yisrael an extra 40 years? So, if you look in Rashi, at the end of Yehoshua Yud Dalad, the Pasuk says, Hashem, that Yehoshua gave to Kalev, he gave him Chevroin. Yeah, v'shem Chevron lefonim Kiras Arba. Chevron used to be called Kiras Arba. Ha'odam ha'godol ba'anokim, a great man of giant stature who, v'horetz shokto mimilchomo, and the land was quiet. So what's being said over here? Says Rashi, that the Odom ha'godol ba'anokim, ha'odam ha'godol ba'anokim, is Avraham Avinu. Not a physical, although the other pshat is, it's talking about physical giants, but Medrash HaGodah, says Rashi, is talking about Avraham Avinu. He was the great man. In his zechus, the land was quiet for there was no war. Says Rashi, Hu Avraham Avinu, Hu shegoram lohem she'oret shokto mimilchama arboim shana. When the pasuk says it was quiet of war for milchama, it means 40 years shenis akvu b'midbar, while we were in the midbar. So the goyim, although Yeshua was already coming in, they still had another 40 year lease to go. Why? Says Rashi, b'secha shechibdu es hazokein b'kiras arba, because many years previously the goyim in this area had given covered to Avraham Avinu. She'amru loy nesi elokim ata b'secheinu, you are a godly man. Avraham Avinu came to bury Sarah Imenu. It was the low point of his life, and they were Menachem Avil. They spoke nicely to him. Nesi elokim ata b'secheinu. Four words. That's all they said. And for those four words, they stayed another 40 years. V'aretz shokto mil milchama. Yeah. So we see the Ribbono Shel Olam listens to everything that we say, and it has a massive impact. So for the 210 years, it was because they gave cover to Yaakov, and these extra 40 years, Hashem remembered that there were Menachem Avot, they spoke nicely to him, and therefore everything that we say, the little things that we say, has a massive impact in the world, because we're in the service of. When it comes to Ribbono Shel Olam, nothing is small. Let's move on in the few minutes that we have available. Yeah, let's talk about Miriam. Miriam, as we know, the Pasuk says in the recent that the Klal Yisrael waited for Miriam for 7 days. Why did Klal Yisrael wait for Miriam 7 days when she spoke Lashon Hara? In heavy inverted commas, yeah. I always tell the Talmidim, halavai we could speak her Lashon Hara, would be speaking much better than our average speech. But on her Madrega, yeah, it was called Lashon Hara. So Klal Yisrael waited, Vatisoge Miriam Shivas Yomim, Vamloi Nasa, nobody moved. And Chazal bring that because she waited for her brother, therefore, Vatesatav Achosa Merochoik, therefore Klal Yisrael waited for her. So I was just thinking, first of all, she waited 1 hour. So what happened because she waited? It's only in Yozuchus of this year that I actually thought of this Nakuda. What happened as a result of her waiting? Because when Bas Paroi came to Lirchos Al HaYor, she was the one who arranged that Yocheved should be able to come back and look after Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, Moshe was taken home again until he was weaned, and she arranged. What happens if she wouldn't have been there? Who knows what would have happened? Perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu still wouldn't have been saved. So because Vateisatzav Achosa Merochoi, she stayed to see. Therefore, she was instrumental in saving Moshe Rabbeinu. She waited 1 hour, and I did the maths. Yeah, how many? With 7 days, Klal Yisrael waited for 7 days. What's the ratio? She waited 1 hour, and seven. And how many Yidden were there in the Midbar? Approximately 3 million. There were 600,000 men between 20 and 60. There was younger men, older people, plus all the ladies. I've heard the number 3 million mentioned. Okay, 3 million people waiting 7 days is a total of 508 million hours. If you multiply 3 million by 7 by 24, is 508 million hours total, because she waited 1 hour. Because that 1 hour saved Klal Yisrael. Do you know why you're waiting, Klal Yisrael? I know you're anxious to go to Eretz Yisrael, because if not for Miriam waiting, you wouldn't have been here. And therefore, that just waiting, which anybody can do, we've all done Gemilas Chasodim, but you see from the Torah the tremendous reward which comes for the little things that we do. Let's talk about Basya Bas Paroi. The Basya Bas Paroi, what does the apostle say? Vatishlach es amosa. Yes, she stretched out her hand. So Chazal say, we all know the famous Chazal, Hashem stretched her hand to reach. So what was she stretching her hand for? She couldn't reach. The Nile is very wide. Yeah. So if I want to turn on the light, what'd she do? The answer is, say the Bali Musa, she did as much as she could. She said, I actually can't reach it. But you know what? I'm going to put my hand out. I'd love to. Hashem says, oh, your hand is pointing in the right direction. I'll stretch out your hand. So what was the difference? Her hand was here, and now her hand is here. Hashem said, that's it. Now you'll chat Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the reward of chatting Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the reward for that? It's us. Yeah, for everything that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved for Klal Yisrael is Basya Bas Paroi. Why? Because she stretched out Vatishlach Es Amosa. She pointed a hand in the right direction, and therefore the rest, as we say, is history. Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he come to be by the snare? What was he doing there? Say Chazal, he was looking for a sheep. The sheep was short of water, and he came looking for the sheep. And therefore, as a result of Hashem saw, he's looking after the sheep. You can look after my sheep. The small things that we do lead on to, we've got no idea, a little thing that a person does, the result it can have. Let's talk about this last week's sedra, Serach Bas Osher. Why is Serach Bas Osher mentioned amongst all the other mishpachas, Bnei Osher? V'shem Bas Osher Sorach. Look at Yonas and Ben Uziel on that pasuk, which is Kafvov Memvov. V'shem Baras Osher Sorach. She was called Sorach. The Ad Baras B'shitin Rivivon Malochim. She was accompanied by 600,000 Malochim. Vis Olas Leginsod Eden. She went to Gan Eden. Bechai Yoha in her life. She never died. Why? Min Biglal. She did something very wonderful. What was the wonderful thing that she did? That she deserved 600,000 Malochim to take her to Gan Eden alive. The Vasrasias Yaakov. She gave the news to Yaakov to add Kedun Yosef Kiyam, that till now Yosef was alive. That when Osher came back, he told his daughter, sing a little song to Zayda Yaakov, that he shouldn't get a shock. Yeah, that Yosef is still alive. So because she Vatechi Ruach Yaakov, she gave Yaakov a new lease of life. Hashem said, you're going to have a lease of life in Olam Haba forever. Just a very nice thing, something which we can all imagine doing, just treating people with gently and with sensitivity. You see that this is the schar that Ribbono Shel Olam gives. We'll have to miss out quite a lot, but I'd like to tell you a story which I heard from my good friend Rav Sholem Springer, who's spoken here. And the story is of a Rosh Yeshiva, I think in Ofakim. I don't know where he heard it from, but the Rosh Yeshiva in Ofakim, he was once approached, knock on his door, there's two galochim standing there, but there was a church nearby. And the two galochim said, we'd like to look around your yeshiva. Yeah, we've been neighbours for a long time, we'd like to know Vos Tutsach. I'm not sure that's what they said, but we'd like to know what's going on in your yeshiva. So he said, fine, as long as you don't wear your robes and whatever, you just come incognito, then it's fine. So they looked around the yeshiva, and he showed them round. Very nice, thank you very much, have a good day. So a few years later, this Rosh Yeshiva was in Paris collecting. And the Yid comes over to him, the beard and payas. He says to him, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Aleichem Shalom, do you remember me? No, never seen you before. He says, yes, you have. I'm one of those galochim. He says, what I saw in your yeshiva made me realize that the Torah is the emes away in life. He says, what did you see? Was it the learning? No, we also learn. We expected that. Was it the praying? We also do that. So I'll tell you what it was. He says, I was walking around, and I saw somebody come out of the Beis HaKisei. And he washes his hands, and he starts praying. And I was thinking to myself, why is he praying? What is the place of this prayer? I know we pray, but what's he doing? What's he saying? So I went over to him afterwards, and I said, And he explained to me, Asher yotza es adam b'chochma, uvarva nekovim, chalulim, galuiv yadu asheim yipaseich echod mehem, or yisasem echod mehem. So I'm adding my own spin on this. But first of all, he was amazed that the Klal Yisrael make, the Vilna Gaon says, it's the only bracha we say, Galu v'yodah livnei kisei kivoydecha. That Loshen never appears in any bracha except here, and in the Asher Yotzah bracha. And the Yid said that Klal Yisrael should make a dovah shebekadush over something which in the world is either nothing or rude. One or the other. It's a nothing event in a person's life, and Yidden say, because what is Ribbono thinking of? And they're just looking after the minutiae of my life, the every little atom of my essence, of my being is under the control of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That for me, if you can make a Dovah Shebekadush over something like that, of which then Avada, the everything above that, so to speak, that is if we can make that into kedusha, then that for me is the true way of life. And therefore, we're living in the, as we said, the Eved is looking at the small things that we do. And may we be zoicha to follow in the footsteps of, we've spoken about Rus, In Yehoshua, why was Yehoshua chosen as the leader of Klal Yisrael? Just very quickly, because he came early and left late to tidy the route to the base of Medrash. Yeah, that's exactly why he was chosen. Yeah, over Moshe Rabbeinu's own children and above all the Zekanim. He became the leader of Klal Yisrael because he put in that little bit of extra effort. We should follow in the footsteps of Serapath Asher, Moshe Rabbeinu, Basia, Miriam, Rivka, and Shane. We should follow in their footsteps. And we should be zoicha to the bracha given to our ancestor. I would like to say that the because he was Shinis Ames B'mitzvah Yosa, he was the first one. He showed the way that split seconds count. So Yefes, Greece, have got their bracha. You have to look in the Yefes, they've got their bracha. They've got the Olympic Games. They should enjoy them. And may we be zoicha to see the reinstatement of the promise given to Shem, the Yishkan Baal Shem, in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'mehera Meinu Amen. Amen.